coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Love Letters, a Bible study on the epistles with Pastor Arno Bessel of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Devon.
Welcome to the series of Bible studies on the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Colossians. We start with the reading from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. A building can only resist storms if it is based on a solid foundation. A tree can only remain upright in tempests if it is firmly rooted in the ground. Christians can only resist deceptive philosophies and false teachings if they are rooted and built up in Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul encourages the Colossians and us to continue in Christ and to remain steady. Many people make a good beginning in the faith, but later, for a number of reasons, they turn away. Endurance in the faith plays a vital role. Constant study of God's Word privately and in church, as well as regular attendance to Holy Communion, keep us in Christ, strengthen our faith, fortify our roots in Christ, and reinforce the foundation of our Christian life. The Christians in Colossae were constantly confronted with challenges, particularly deceptive teachings. One of the widespread heresies was that for salvation one needed to combine faith in Christ with secret knowledge and with man-made regulations such as physical and external practices of circumcision, eating and drinking, and observances of religious festivals. Nowadays, Christianity is confronted with all sorts of philosophies and principles of this world. We are exposed to this reality. The fundamental Christian doctrines are consistently questioned and dismissed. Human sinfulness from birth is denied. Salvation by faith in Jesus Christ, who sacrificed Himself for sinners, is seen as nonsense. Resurrection and life beyond the grave deserve no consideration. Christian ethics are laughed at. The argument is that the Church and its teachings must be brought up to date, modernized, and tailored to our times. Christians are tempted to concede a little bit here and a little bit there in the fundamental teachings and practices. The danger is that, in doing so, it will not take long to give up the essence. So Paul's advice and encouragement to continue to live in Christ, to be rooted and built up in Christ, fall perfectly in place and apply to us today. Paul continues to write in Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. For in Him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in Him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In Christ the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, says the Apostle. Christ's full divinity was denied by some teachers in Paul's days. So the Apostle reiterates what he had said earlier, that Jesus Christ, in His human form, was plainly God. The totality of God with all His divine attributes dwelt in Christ. Everything that is of God resides in Christ. We confess this in the Nicene Creed. Christ is very God of very God, being of one substance with the Father. Since the incarnate Jesus Christ is fully God, he also is the head of all rule and authority. As far as we are concerned, we are united to Christ. Consequently, what belongs to Christ also belongs to us. You have been filled in Christ, the Apostle says. That means that Christians have everything they need in Christ. They are plainly supplied. Nothing is lacking. Paul continues his argument writing in Colossians chapter 2 verses 11 to 15. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you who were dead in your trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by cancelling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Fullness in Christ has been given. However, the Colossians were exposed to the deceptive teaching that Christ alone was insufficient. It was said that the practice of circumcision and the obedience to a number of regulations were imperative. In Old Testament times, circumcision was a sign of God's covenant with Israel. But the purpose of the covenant through circumcision was fulfilled in Christ. The new covenant is established with a different circumcision, that is, with baptism. In baptism, God establishes a permanent covenant with the person baptized. In other words, circumcision is no longer required and it should not be imposed on the believer. Baptism unites the person to Christ, and consequently great works take place in this sacrament. We who were dead in our trespasses have been raised with Christ. Our sins have been forgiven. Our debt that stood against us has been cancelled, for it has been nailed to the cross of Christ. Sins and guilt have been deleted. They are gone definitely. By his sacrifice on the cross and his glorious resurrection, Jesus Christ disarmed the rulers and authorities, be these rulers and authorities spiritual or part of this world. They have been exposed to public shame because Christ triumphed over them. You see, what great and precious blessings are granted in holy baptism. The blessings neither fade away nor do they run out of date. Day after day we can return to our baptism, take comfort in the promises of this sacrament and enjoy its riches. The Apostle Paul continues to develop the topic of the fullness of Christ and the fullness the believer has in him. In Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 to 19, we read the following. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival, or a new moon, or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you, insisting in ascetism and worship of angels, going on in detail about visions, puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. In Old Testament times, God had ordered His people Israel a whole lot of ceremonial laws to observe, including regulations what to eat and to drink, the celebration of religious festivals, and also keeping holy the Sabbath as a day of worship and rest. Apparently, some false teachers demanded the Colossians to continue to obey and to follow those regulations. Now the Apostle Paul clarifies and teaches that those regulations played their role and had done their job in Old Testament times. They were important in those times, for they were a shadow of the things to come. They symbolically depicted the coming of Christ. But now that Christ came, the Old Testament events, practices, and messages have their full meaning and fulfillment in Christ. The substance belongs to Christ, says the Apostle. The incarnate Lord Jesus came. So there is no need any longer for signs pointing to His coming. Having explained that, Paul argues that no one shall pass judgment on believers by insisting on the observance of such ceremonies. Paul also warned the Colossians to look out for false teachers who intended to disqualify them or exclude them from the fullness of Christ. Those teachers apparently were puffed up without reason and insisted in the worship of angels. Furthermore, Paul warned the Colossians not to be deceived by those who claimed special visions or revelation. If a vision is not truly centered in Christ, it is not of the Holy Spirit. Rather, it comes from the sinful human nature. Paul underlines the fact that false teachers of this kind in Colossae have lost connection with the head, that is, with Christ. They resemble amputated limbs of a body that completely lost any connection with the source of sustenance and life. Nowadays, all sorts of false teachings sprout and flourish. Some preachers advocate special visions and revelations received from God, which in many cases find no support in Scriptures, and even contradict teachings clearly revealed in Scriptures. For this reason, we shall be very cautious with what is often vigorously proclaimed. The Apostle Paul concludes his thoughts on the subject in discussion in chapter 2, verses 20 to 23 of the letter to the Colossians. If with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as if you were still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch, referring to things that all perish as they are used, according to human precepts and teachings? These have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and ascetism and severity to the body, but they are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. Once more, Paul takes the readers of his letter back to Christ. You died with Christ, he says. Christ is fully God and Christ is fully sufficient for salvation. With this truth in mind, the Apostle fights the heresy spread among the Colossians, a heresy that consisted of human precepts and teachings. The false teachers themselves had created the precepts of their heretical system. They were not from God. Stated in other words, man-made commands of false religion have nothing to do with Christ and the forgiveness of sins. Those who seek salvation through their own efforts concentrate on exercises that are easily seen. The Apostle makes it clear that a religion constructed with decaying elements of this world is perishing. In summary of what has been discussed, the following words fall in place. Paul says that the traditions do not help with respect to eternal righteousness and eternal life, because food, drink, clothing, and the like are things that perish through use. Eternal life is worked in the heart by eternal things, that is, by God's Word and the Holy Spirit. We can be assured that the Christian faith will not be replaced by human-made religion. Although over the centuries many have claimed to have found a substitute for Christ and His forgiveness, and their ideas may have seemed very impressive, all of them will perish. Christ alone is all-sufficient, and Christians are given fullness in Christ. This truth is eternal and worthy to be trusted. Thank you for reflecting with us in this study. Please join us again next time.
This study has been prepared and presented by Pastor Arno Bessel. He serves St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Devon. The congregation at St. Peter's is expecting to meet you and to share the good news of Christ with you. Divine services are held on Sunday at 11 a.m. and Bible studies on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. For more details, visit our website, stpeterslutherans.co.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, St. Peter's Lutheran Church, Plymouth, England. For questions or comments about any issues raised in this program, write an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned.